Mark Harris lost a bid in Wake County Superior Court today to be declared the winner in the 9th Congressional District race against Democrat Dan McCready. Superior Court Judge Paul Ridgway said a ruling in Harris's favor would be a dramatic intervention of one branch of government into another. WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison was in Raleigh today and joins us to talk about the ruling. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Mark.
And why did the judge rule against Republican Mark Harris?
So, it's important to note that the judge didn't rule on the validity of the investigation. He didn't say there was or wasn't election fraud in Blaine County. For Judge Ridgway, the issue was mostly about timing and not wanting to take such a dramatic step. Right now, there is no State Board of Elections, but a new board will be coming online at the end of the month, and the judge basically said halfway through the 2.5-hour hearing that all the details of the case should be heard by that new board, not him. And here's what he said after Harris's attorneys presented their case.
So there's a statute in place that goes into effect January 31st, and every indication is that a board will be appointed on that day, an executive director will be hired, and this case will be priority one for that board. Why are all these arguments not more appropriate for that new board?
And Harris's attorneys kept saying that there is no timeline, that they feel like that the State Board of Elections has been dragging their feet and kind of creating their own rules as they go along. But the judge felt like that really we're going to have a new situation in 9 days, so it's not up to him to intervene.
Okay, Steve, so Harris lost a legal round today. What will happen next in this case?
And so again, Mark, this ruling doesn't really change the fundamental question in the 9th District, and that is, should Harris be certified or should there be a new election? So presumably in February, the Board of Elections will hold a public hearing in the case and lay out what they've discovered about absentee mail fraud in Blaine County. And in today's hearing, Harris's attorneys hammered home a Republican talking point that there is no evidence of fraud that would have erased Harris's 900-vote lead. Here's what Harris attorney David Friedman said about that after the judge's ruling.
Well, from what we've seen so far, I mean, from actions that, from the filings from the McCready campaign and from the great work that a lot of investigative reporters have done here in North Carolina in turning up or lack of turning up various irregularities.
And so Harris's lawyers have said repeatedly that they think the investigation should continue. They just want Harris to be declared the winner in the meantime. And of course, that's a bit of a conundrum because if the investigation turns up that something serious happened, Harris is already in Congress and it's too late to do anything. They also, again, said that the Board of Elections, which has since been disbanded by court order, has been kind of making up its own rules all along.
Well, was this hearing a preview of sorts of what's to come in February when the Board of Elections will presumably meet and decide what to do about this race?
It was. Harris's lawyer said repeatedly that Harris has sat down for an interview with investigators and turned over documents. But at one point, the state government attorney, Amar Majmudar, said that Harris was late in responding to them and only did that in January after the old Board of Elections had been disbanded. And then he also kind of gave some mixed messages during the hearing. At one point, he suggested the state had enough evidence to suggest there was enough fraud to change the outcome of the race. But then later he said he hasn't seen the particulars of what investigators have turned up. He also said that the nature of the fraud can be as important as the scope of the fraud. That seemed to be in response to the Harris campaign's argument that no one has turned up dramatic evidence of ballots being destroyed.
And what about Mark Harris and Dan McCready? Did they attend today's court hearing?
They did not. They both had campaign surrogates watching from the courtroom. And one interesting point came up after the ruling when McCready's campaign spokesperson, Aaron Simpson, was asked about the fraud allegations from Mecklenburg County. Now, remember, the NC Values Coalition said it's found about 300 mail ballots in the North Carolina House 103 race, which is in the 9th Congressional District. And in those ballots, they say that the dates of signatures from witnesses didn't match the dates from voters. Those mail ballots were, of course, also from the 9th District. Simpson said all fraud should be investigated. Earlier this month, the spokesperson for the State Board of Elections said that the board would look into that those allegations. But as of last week, Mecklenburg Elections Director Michael Dickerson said no one's contacted him about it.
WFAE political reporter Steve Harrison. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.